Okay, so yesterday we saw the pastime. What was the king's name?
Parikshit
Maharaj. Okay, what did Parikshit Maharaj do?
He put a dam around.
Very good. Around whose neck?
Samika Rishi.
Samika Rishi. And Parikshit Maharaj, he is the son of?
Ramana.
Is the son of? Tarayan Abhimanyu. Okay. So, and he is the grandson of?
Arjuna.
Okay. So, Parikshit Maharaj, what did, he was a very great devotee. And how did Krishna protect him? Can anyone tell me? Yes. Yeah. Why did Krishna go in the womb of mother? Who was going to kill?
Bhim.
Ashwatthama. Ashwatthama was going to kill whom? Ashwatthama is the son of? And Ashwatthama, why he was angry with the Pandavas?
Because he lost his army.
Yeah, he lost. He was one of the leaders in the Kuru army and he lost. And second?
His father was
killed by?
Pandavas.
Was he killed by Pandavas?
Arjuna.
Drishtadyumna, very good. He was killed by Drishtadyumna. Who? Drishtadyumna is the son of?
Drupada.
Understood. So that is why Ashwatthama was angry. So what did he do? First of all, he did a very bad act. What was that? He killed the five sons of the Pandavas. And then what was the weapon he released?
Brahmastra.
And Lord Krishna protected the child in the womb. So Parikshit Maharaj was so blessed. He saw the Lord right from the womb. And then right before his birth, actually. Before his birth. Right? Then we saw that he put the snake around which Rishi's neck?
Samika Rishi.
Okay. And then what was his son's name?
Shringi.
Shringi, what did he curse? Come close.
That he will be killed in 7 days.
That he will be killed in 7 days by?
A snake.
Not a snake. Snake bird. And what is the name of that? Takshaka. Okay. So now, Parikshit Maharaj, what did he do? Did he go to the ice cream parlor to have ice creams? No.
7 days.
7 days only are remaining. So what? So what did he do?
He wore very simple clothes.
Yeah, very good. He removed all his royal clothes. He wore very simple clothes. And he went on the banks of?
Ganga.
He went on the banks of Ganga, and what happened? Because he had decided that for 7 days he will not drink water, he will not
eat food.
He will not eat food, he will not drink water, he will not sleep. He said that he will not drink water. He will not sleep for 7 days and he will not eat food. So this is for 7 days. For who decided that way?
Parikshit Maharaj.
He went on the banks because he decided this way. All the rishis from all over the universe, all Parashara Muni, who is the father of Vyasa, then Vyasdev himself, Narada, Vishwamitra, then all the munis. And all the demigods, everybody in the full universe, everybody assembled there. Because a big event was going to take place. And for this event to take place, only Krishna made, was Parikshit a bad person or someone who will do such an act? Why did Parikshit do that? Because it was Kali Yuga. But beyond that, because it was Krishna's desire. See, a great king like Parikshit will not do any mistake. But if he is doing something, it is only because Krishna wants him to do it. So yesterday we saw that. Now Parikshit Maharaj has gone to the bank of Ganga. All the sages have assembled there. You know what did he do? He went and offered his obeisances to them. He went and offered dandavat pranam to the sages. And then he said, I am going to die in 7 days. What should I do? So this was his question. So the sages, they were suggesting something. And in the meantime, after some time, complete silence was there. The sages are discussing, what should we tell to Parikshit Maharaj? At that time, after some time, there was complete silence. Why? Because there Shukadev Goswami came. Today I'll tell you, who is this Shukadev Goswami? Shukadev Goswami, basically he is the son of
Vyasadev.
Vyasadeva is the son of? Okay. Srila Vyasadev is the son of Parashara Muni and Satyavati. Understood? Srila Vyasadev is the son of Parashara Muni and Satyavati. And Srila Vyasadev is such a great scholar, he wrote all the four Vedas. He wrote all the four Vedas, and after that also he wrote many scriptures. And one day in his ashram, after taking bath in the river Saraswati, he was sitting very sad
in his heart.
Yeah, he was very sad at that time. So why he was sad? Although he wrote all the Vedas, no? If you and I write little bit something about Krishna, we feel he should show in BBC channel, isn't it? But Vyasadev was just sitting like that. Yeah, very good. Because he thought something is incomplete. At that time, his guru, Narada, came. And he instructed him, you are sad only because you have not glorified Krishna. You have written the Vedas. But Vedas, you know, in that all rituals are there. In those rituals, so I'll do this, I'll get that, I'll do this, I'll get that, I'll do this, Soma, I'll get a Mercedes car, I'll do this, I'll get a bungalow, like that. All rituals are there in Vedas. Not much devotion is there. I have not glorified Krishna. You have not glorified Krishna. That is why you should write a scripture that completely glorifies Krishna. And what is that scripture? Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Srila Vyasadev started writing Srimad Bhagavatam. And he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the meantime, I was telling about Shukadev Goswami, right? Shukadev Goswami, in his previous lifetime, he was a parrot called Shuka. He was the parrot, not an ordinary parrot, not like that. He was the parrot of Srimati Radharani. And yes, and he used to give messages to Krishna. And whatever message Srimati Radharani would give, that he would give it to Krishna. He was a messenger between Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And once it so happened, Srimati Radharani had to go, she had to leave this world, she had to go to the spiritual world. So Shuka felt very sad. How will I stay without Srimati Radharani? So Srimati Radharani told to Shuka that you go to the place where they recite Harikatha. Wherever they glorify Krishna, you go there and you won't feel separation from me. So this way, she told that you go to a place where there is Harikatha. So Shuka, he started searching for a place where Harikatha will be going on. Yes, Lord Shiva, so he, that Shuka, that parrot, he flew to Kailash Mountain, where Lord Shiva stays. So he went to Kailash, where Lord Shiva, he was telling Srimad Bhagavatam to Parvati Devi. And Lord Shiva was in full ecstasy. So he was narrating Srimad Bhagavatam to her. And when you are telling a story, when you are telling some pastime, you should say, means you are hearing. So Lord Shiva was telling Srimad Bhagavatam with full ecstasy. And Parvati Devi, she was doing. Means that she is hearing. But after some time, she felt asleep. But Shuka, this parrot, he was hiding in a below a tree where Lord Shiva was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. So what? Lord Shiva was in full ecstasy. He was glorifying Krishna. So the Shuka, because Parvati stopped saying, so Shuka started saying, He was trying to hear the pastimes of Krishna. Now after the narration was over, after full Srimad Bhagavatam narration was over, Lord Shiva, he told to Parvati, which part did you like the best? So she said, oh my Lord, please forgive me, I went to sleep. Please forgive me, I went to sleep. So Lord Shiva said, then who said, who said that? So then Lord Shiva started searching everywhere. And then he found out this Shuka, he found this parrot. So he took his Trishul, because Srimad Bhagavatam, an unqualified person cannot hear, should not hear. So what? So Lord Shiva got angry. So he took his Trishul and he started running behind the Shuka parrot. The Shuka parrot started flying. It went direct to the hermitage of Vyasa. He went to the hut of Vyasa. And there Srila Vyasadev, he was narrating Srimad Bhagavatam to his wife. And what happened? His wife, while she was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, she yawned. We do not? He yawned, isn't it? So, she yawned. That time this parrot, it went inside the mouth of the wife of Vyasadev and it went direct to her stomach. The parrot went and sat inside the stomach of. So, Shiva came running with his Trishul. So, then Srila Vyasadev, he told the whole story what happened to Vyasa. So, then Vyasadev said, whoever has heard Srimad Bhagavatam, he is relieved of all the cycles, of all the cycle of birth and death. He will never be born again. So, then no question of death. So, if you hear Bhagavatam, you are liberated. But the world is liberated. So you don't have to do anything. Then Vyasa, this Lord Shiva left from there, and this bird, it developed into a body. That is Shukadev. And this, as a baby, he stayed in the womb. A baby takes birth from a womb of a mother. He stayed in the womb of Vyasadeva's wife for 16 years. A normal child stays only for 9 months. But Shukadev Goswami stayed for 16 years. Why? Because he thought, if I'll come outside, I'll forget Krishna. I'll start seeing cartoon, I'll see TV, I'll eat ice cream, I'll eat belpuri, I'll eat pani puri, I'll forget Krishna. I'll be indirectly, I'll be involved in sense gratification, I'll forget Krishna. That's why I don't want to come out. Here I am very peaceful, I am hearing Bhagavatam. Then Lord Krishna had to come. Lord Krishna came and assured Shukadev Goswami, no, you please come out. I assure you that you will be liberated even when you come out. Liberated means always thinking of Krishna. Always satisfying the senses of Krishna. So you come out, I will take care of that. So then Shukadev Goswami, because Lord Krishna assured him, Shukadev Goswami came out. And the moment he came out, he started walking out. Because he was 16 years, no? So, he was very beautiful. He went walking and Vyasadev was running behind him. And actually, Shukadev Goswami was not wearing clothes. Because he was completely liberated. He was only thinking of Krishna. So, he was walking. At that time, some ladies were taking bath in the river. The ladies, they didn't have, they were wearing simple clothes and taking bath. So they covered themselves when Shukadev Goswami was going. But when Vyasadev came, they covered themselves. And then Vyasadev was running behind Shukadev Goswami. And Shukadev Goswami, where did he go? He went at the banks of Ganga. I told you, when he came, everyone was silent. And then all of them instructed Parikshit Maharaj, you go to Shukadev Goswami. So Parikshit Maharaj went and he offered obeisances to Shukadev Goswami and he said, I'm going to die in 7 days. What should I do? So then Shukadev Goswami sat down and Parikshit Maharaj sat down for 7 days. All the sages, from all over the universe, so many sages. As I said, Vyasa, Narada, Parashara Muni, Vishwamitra, and all the sages, they all assembled there, and Shukadev Goswami started speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, and Parikshit Maharaj heard Bhagavatam for 7 days, 7 nights, no water, no sleep, no food. He didn't even shift like this. He was as it is sitting. I'll show you his picture. So he didn't even shift. He heard Srimad Bhagavatam. He perfected his life. And after 7 days, the snake bird came and it bit him. And he was, his body, the flame started coming. It burnt and the flame started coming and he was burnt into ashes. But Parikshit Maharaj perfected his life by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So you should remember, why I am telling all this, because in our portion this time, we will be taking the stories from the 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So you should know the background. Now who wrote Srimad Bhagavatam?
Vyasadeva.
All of you tell together.
Vyasadeva.
You should tell properly. Srila Vyasadeva.
Srila Vyasadeva.
Who heard Bhagavatam? Okay. So this way, and who spoke Bhagavatam? Shukadev Goswami. Okay. So Shri Shukadev Goswami ki.
Jai.
Parikshit Maharaj ki.
Jai.
Srila Vyasadeva ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.